We're going to be taking a guided journey and guided meditation together with Roman chamomile. And if you have some handy, please go ahead and grab it. And if you don't, simply intend to make a strong and beautiful and sensorial connection to this oil and to this plant spirit as we go through this process together. I just took a drop of Roman chamomile. It's diluted to 15%, and I'm going to put it on the two points that I most often use when I'm doing meditations with oils, which I shared with you in the very beginning of the Healing Oil Collective in the Neroli lesson. And that's the point Do or GV20 on the top of the head, very top of the head in the center, and then point Do or GV. I say or because you'll see them show up both ways. Do or GV2, right at the, towards the end of the tailbone. So you actually have to slide your finger down into your booty crack a little bit. You can't help but laugh with that one. Okay, holding both of those points. And again, even if you don't have the oil, you might like to just go through the motions of holding the points or sit with your hands relaxed. And we're calling on the spirit of Roman chamomile as it comes through in the super consciousness of the plant through the oil to be with us and to show us what it would like us to see. And as you're holding those points lightly, just imagine a line of connectivity of energy all the way up and down through your central core, a central pillar of energy. And as soon as you feel that connection from top down all the way down to the tailbone in your mind's eye, it may just simply be a knowing of connection all the way up and down. And you can release your fingers from those points. If you have any little bit of extra oil on your fingers, you might like to put a little bit under your nose. And sitting quietly, letting your body get heavy. And if you're struggling at all to allow your body to be heavy and to relax down in, you can imagine starting with your feet, that you can see and feel your feet and a kind of heaviness there that slowly, slowly moves its way up your body. I'm feeling your mental energy that might be kind of out there tending to different little fires and little, I envisioned them as little briefcases of topics and issues and things going on in your world right now. Just allowing that energy that's tending to everything out there come inward, a nice invitation back into your physical form here. Feeling the mental energy, the emotional energy collecting back. And maybe you even envision it as the mental energy collecting back into your brain structures and into your nerve cells, into your spinal column, and your emotional energy collecting back into your heart, back into your blood vessels. And becoming aware of your solar plexus, the center of your body, your middle section. You might see, feel, or know the color associated with this area, beautiful yellow color. And as you see and know that yellow, you also feel the sweet pale yellow of Roman chamomile. And then now seeing the beautiful golden yellow of the sunshine. And this sunshine existing right in the center of your solar plexus, and just feel its warmth, its tender warmth radiating down into the pelvic bowl, down through the legs, and the same warmth radiating out to your sides, the back, up into your heart, your throat, your face, illuminating your eyes. And all of the structures of the nervous system, all of your glands. And feeling the quality of nutrients, the quality of nourishment that's going and penetrating into each cell of your body. From these rays of light, from these rays of yellow, from these rays of chamomile. And as these rays make contact with each place, each space, each non-space, in the moment that that contact is made, it activates the inner light of whatever it touches. So it's as if you can see and feel and know all of these beautiful points of golden glow emerging all over you. And as more and more of these golden glows come online, come into being, emerge, and show themselves, you feel yourself more and more filled with this golden light, with this golden strength, with this golden nourishment. And feeling yourself so full, in the best possible way, so full of warmth, so full of this kind of rich, golden eminence. That you are protected, that you are safe, that you are fortified, your boundaries and your edges and your spaces are so fortified that any little thing out there, even ever any little big thing out there, is no match for this golden strength that exists within you. And you feel yourself standing in the grace of being full, ever full. A kind of wanting for nothing, and at the same time able to give and receive with this utter simplicity and ease, no confusion or tensions around this process of giving and receiving. And you might even see yourself giving with complete ease. There's no overgiving, no dipping into a place where you don't have the reserves. No overextending or people-pleasing or stretching beyond what's healthy for you. It's a steady, nourished, fortified, natural extension of yourself. Giving, filling up the vessel of another, and simultaneously filling and feeling the filling and fortification of your own vessel. And that as this process continues, you actually grow stronger, more steady, more relaxed. Fears of the unknown, fears of weakness or vulnerability are just releasing down and into the earth. And being replaced with this golden, luscious, fortifying energy. Feel this truth that it is enough, that you are enough, that everything that's in your life right now is enough. Receiving a beautiful recalibration right now directly from Roman Chamomile around your needs and desires and wants. Just a beautiful sorting and calming and clearing, tending to any conflicts in the realms of needs, desires, wants. Inviting that medicine of Roman chamomile even deeper into those spaces and places. Is there any place in your experience where you feel sad that you haven't received something that your heart really longs for? Allow Roman chamomile to enter that place, the core of that place and that longing right now. And now I want you to imagine that Roman chamomile takes the shape of perhaps a deity or an animal or a plant, but it takes some kind of shape in your mind's eye in front of you right now. See what shape it emerges and reveals, how it is that it wants to reveal itself to you at this time. And ask this formation that's appeared before you as Roman chamomile. Ask if there's anything that it would like you to know at this time. And now, Roman chamomile has something that it wants to give to you right now. And just from a place of receptivity, see what it is that's being gifted to you right now from Roman chamomile. Be an object or a feeling or a clearing or a knowing. And now something appears in your hands or from your heart to give to Roman chamomile. And in your mind's eye, you look down to see what that is and then offer it up. And give deep gratitude to this spirit, to this plant, to the super consciousness of this plant as it comes to us through the essential oil. And as you're ready, only as you're ready, come back into the room and the space that you're in. Opening your eyes as you're ready. And I suggest that you take just a few minutes right now to write down what it was that was revealed to you in this time. Because these gifts and these happenings are as real as something you can touch. It's just not bound to the same material laws that this 3D space is. And because these things happen in an alternate realm, it's often very easy to forget, just like after a dream when we get up and brush our teeth, the dream is leaving us. And so if you write it down, you'll be able to reflect back, especially as you journey through the month or whatever the time period is that you journey with Roman chamomile. Deep gratitude to you. And so much love from my heart to yours.